This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The battle for Tora Bora in eastern Afghanistan continues, with talk of a ceasefire and surrender of al-Qaeda defenders evaporating. U.S. airstrikes intensified significantly in the past 24 hours as anti-Taliban forces launched a new ground assault against the Tora Bora cave complex. A local commander called the campaign a fight to the finish. NPR's Ivan Watson is near Tora Bora. What happened to the surrender deal?
Bob, today, noon today, was just one of two surrender deadlines issued by the Afghans that have been missed by al-Qaeda. The first was on Wednesday, the second today. There have been no surrenders, says one of the key commanders here, Hazrat Ali. He spoke to al-Qaeda by radio Wednesday night. He gave them a condition for today's surrender. He said, hand over Osama bin Laden, hand over more than 20 of his top al-Qaeda officers, and we will let the rest of al-Qaeda's fighters leave Afghanistan, leave Tora Bora. He says, we're not interested in the low-level fighters. We want the officers. Again, there have been no surrenders so far. Now he is calling, this is Hazrat Ali, he's calling the talk of ceasefires, the surrenders, all the negotiations over the past 2 days. He is calling this an al-Qaeda trick, and he says if they hadn't engaged in these surrender negotiations on Tuesday, that al-Qaeda would have been finished by now.
Well, then what's the current military situation?
There are currently gun battles going on at the heights of the mountains around the Tora Bora caves. There have been airstrikes all throughout the day. It's a freezing day. Clouds have blocked much of the view of the mountains where the higher Tora Bora caves are located, and there's actually snow falling on the peaks. There were intense U.S. bombardments on the mountains all night. Eyewitnesses saw huge flashes lighting up the sky. They also reported seeing helicopters flying during the night here. Now, there's a new strategy for the American airstrikes. Since the skies are so overcast, we can't see the planes. What happens is suddenly we hear the sound of their engines flying overhead, and about 20 seconds later, massive explosions on the mountains. They've been hitting territory that was captured by the Afghans on Tuesday. Part of the ceasefire negotiations then called for the Afghans to withdraw a bit, but we have no explanation for why they are hitting ground that was supposed to have been captured already. On the ground here, the Afghans are preparing for another major assault. They say they've sat down with the tribal elders of the province, and they've come to the decision that they must wipe al-Qaeda out of Tora Bora and out of Afghanistan once and for all. So the battle is underway. We don't have any progress reports yet on how the battle is unfolding.
Are U.S. troops involved in the ground fighting there?
There are Americans here on the ground. In fact, I've been trapped in traffic jams behind American Special Forces on the long winding road that leads up Tora Bora. I've been stuck in behind truckloads of Americans with their faces covered, their heads covered, wearing Afghan clothing. Those are probably Special Forces, is the consensus. They have been moving up and down the mountain occasionally. There are also many reports of Americans in combat fatigues, wearing helmets, who are armed further up the mountains. About 50 is the number that's told, and they are probably involved in bringing in the airstrikes, making sure they're hitting the al-Qaeda targets. An Afghan commander today said these Americans are not involved in the gun battles, they're not involved in the one-on-one fighting, but only in logistics. They are probably also intelligence gathering, looking for America's most wanted man, Osama bin Laden, who has a $25 million bounty on him right now, but not involved in the direct gun battles, says Afghan commanders.
NPR's Ivan Watson near Tora Bora, Afghanistan.